I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Beware the Ides of March. Just kidding. I don't think there's anything to beware today on this beautiful Friday when I will be going out and celebrating my birthday, which was last Friday, with some of my dear, dear friends. We're going to be doing karaoke at Keats Bar on 2nd Avenue and 45th Street. One of my favorite things, Sean, who runs the karaoke there, is absolutely amazing. He is warm and supportive and fun, and he makes sure that everybody gets an equal chance to shine on the stage, and the bartenders and the wait staff, everybody there is just really cool. There's usually a fun crowd, so that's what we're doing tonight, and I'm excited. Dory and I are still pinching ourselves that we're actually celebrating the 7th anniversary of Word of Mom Radio, and that very soon, hopefully this month, we will actually be launching Word of Mom TV. And just how thrilling it is that everything is just falling into place and coming to fruition. One of the things we love most about celebrating our anniversary is that we always use it as an opportunity to bring back some people that we've shared in the past and have them update us on what they're doing. And we have three really incredible guests to share with you today. I'm not going to say anything about them because I intro them in the interview. And we will, of course, as always, have information and links to them in the show description and on our blog post connected with the show. So hopefully you will be as excited as we are to hear about them and to make a point to support and see their shows, buy their stuff, go to their lives, all that good stuff. Next Monday on Music Monday, we're sharing Vincent James from Keep Music Alive. Next week is Teach Music Week, and we're excited to share that as well. As you know, music and arts education is something very, very dear to my heart. I will play the three interviews somewhere in there. There will be a shout out to our sponsors. And as always, we will close out with the Smith Sisters Bluegrass song. But I'm doing all my talking now. You won't hear from me again. You'll just hear from all the wonderful guests and sponsors and Smith Sisters. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And enjoy the show.
The next guest that we're going to share an anniversary update with here at Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network is Dorian Palumbo. Dorian Palumbo is a good friend that I met through Kevin Clancy from Dark Knight Productions. We had her on back in October when her play Divination was about to go up, and Kevin and I actually went to see that, really loved it. And the one update I know that Dorian has to talk about is that she is a part of the next series of one-act plays that Dark Knight Productions is producing in April on, I believe, April 5th and 6th. So I'm really excited to have a minute with Dorian today. Hi, Dorian. How are you?
Hey. Thanks for having me on, Tracy. Yeah, you are correct. The show is called Four More Women Only.
Yes.
And it's directed by a bunch of women, and it's written by a bunch of women, me included, four women, actually, and stars a bunch of women, and we're just having a blast, you know?
That's excellent, you know? And here we are, you know, Word of Mom, and, you know, we love to share anything Dark Knight or the Family Repertory Company does, or anytime we meet other great people from outside those companies like yourself. But yeah, Obviously it's right up our alley when you have these, you know, for women-only groups, although some of the mm-hmm. actors at least are men, right? It's all women writers and directors.
I think so. It's yeah. I think Danny and Jen are using at least a couple of guys. My one act actually stars two women. We're going up April 5th and 6th at the Playroom Theater at 8 p.m. My play is called The Grave, The Fan, The Wife. And it's about what happens when two women meet over the grave of a passed away movie star who died on sort of down on his luck. It's the point of view of a loving fan sort of running up against the real life perspective of an ex-wife of an alcoholic, you know, so they're comparing notes and getting in it, getting a little bit in it. So it's
lots of great.
Yeah,
lots of great different things. Right. There's comic. There's an ability for comedy, but also some serious topics being covered, which are always the best comedies, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's kind of where my voice sits for the most part. It's life. If you don't laugh, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. But then again, it's not all fun and games. So
no, it's not. Yeah. And there's definitely some serious stuff. And I can say that Dorian, I remember we had you on just before Divination opened, and I honestly don't remember if I had ever managed to give my thoughts about it on the air, but one of the things I loved about it was just such a great group of strong women characters in that play. So now, do these characters come from real life?
They do, as a matter of fact. One of them, the fan, is actually based on my friend Susan Saxman, who is a professional psychic, and who had a very deep connection with the actor Jack Wilde throughout her life, and met Jack and got to spend time with Jack. And Jack had his troubles, but she spoke very fondly of him. And when she went to visit his grave in London, she was quite disappointed to find that no one had been taking care of it. So that became the premise of this one-act play. I guess we run about, 14 or 15 minutes.
Nice.
She was quite disappointed that no one besides herself had planted flowers there. And so that's what our little one act sort of examines from both perspectives, and not just.
Right, from the ex-wife and from the fan, which, so I guess then the ex-wife is sort of your creative what-if scenario from your friend's real-life experience, which she just literally went and was upset about the,
And it's, we find that often, though, when somebody passes away, everybody's got stories about the person that you thought of as a player in your own life, and then you find out that they had stories and participated in other people's lives, and you find yourself quite surprised at some of the things that they said and did when you weren't around,
So right.
That's what we explore a little bit. But it'll be fun. The Playroom Theater is a great space. I was just there visiting Sunday, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And it's very cool. It's very new. It's on 151 West 46th. As I say, we're going up April 5th and 6th. Shows are Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. It's two shows only. And we're up on the 8th floor. Tickets are $15. And you can go to Dark Knight Productions, all one word, .com. And if you hit the On the Horizon button, you'll see our little flyer in there. So check it out. It's going to be fun. And again, two strong women playing a little verbal tennis, I think I would put it.
Excellent. And I'm actually familiar with all four of the playwrights that have pieces in the show, so I can also speak to the fact that people are probably in for an interesting ride. I don't know anything about this. Is you telling me what your play is about is the first I know for sure what each of the plays is about, but I've seen other pieces by all four of the women that are presenting in this piece, so I know it's going to be a pretty cool night of theater, and I will definitely be there, if not on both nights, as a good friend of the company. Certainly one of the two. I haven't yet find. I'm suspecting the 6th, because I have a rehearsal in the city on the 6th, so I'll probably come to that one for sure.
Your theater horizons are expanding drastically, I've noticed as well.
Yes, all sorts of great stuff coming on. But Dorian, I'm still waiting for you and I to work on something, because the opportunity to get my director hands on one of your pieces is an exciting thing for me too. So I know we're going to make that happen.
Definitely. I mean, Divination can go into another incarnation. The flowers on the brain today. It's springy outside. Definitely we can definitely pull something apart and put it back together. And
good. Are you directing your piece on your own for this one? I know I saw that you were directing. Are you flip flopping with someone, or you're directing your piece?
I'm actually Meredith Rust is directing. But the interesting thing is, all three of us are strong women who collaborate well. And so we have been collaborating so seamlessly together in the rehearsal room
good.
That I would say that it really is a joint effort. You know, I mean, it's not like a full length play either. There's not a lot technically that we have to do. So it's mostly about the acting, about the character depth and all of that stuff. And Ruthie Kavanaugh, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, we've never worked together. I'm excited to be working with Ruthie. She's directed, she's produced, she's been around the block, you know, so we've all got a little hand in it. We really do.
Oh, good. That's my favorite way to work too. So
yeah.
when everybody's good and smart and working together and no egos, and we all just try to make the play the best we can be.
Oh, they're all terrific. They're yeah. Those two women are, you know, they're great. They're great buddies. They're kick-ass girlfriends, but they're also really good actors and really smart about their parts and stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah,
love it.
Well, we've been having a good time.
I can't wait to see it. And Dorian, we're always happy to have you around, and, you know, keep us posted whenever any of your stuff's going on, because I know all the listeners want to hear about it. Dorian Palumbo, a part of Dark Knight Productions. Tell me again the title, because I keep wanting to say Four Women Only, but I know there's more because there's already been one of those.
It's called Four as in the number, Four More Women Only.
Right, Four More Women Only. I knew there was some clever way that you, and that's at the Playroom Theater at 151 West 46th Street on April 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday night. Are those 8 o'clock shows, Dorian?
It's, I think that's Saturday and Sunday, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Friday and Saturday. Yes, they're 8 o'clock shows, definitely, and the theater is between 6th Avenue, 7th Avenue. It's up on the 8th floor. It's $15, and please come and see.
Yes, and we're going to make sure to have all the links for people and the flyer for the show, so definitely if Dorian and I have mixed up any of the details, the correct ones will be available to our listeners who are interested.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Dorian.
Never ask a writer about dates. Yeah.
I know. I was really impressed that you had a lot of information, so I'm proud of you.
Oh, gosh. I'll do better next time.
You take care, Dorian. We'll talk to you again soon, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Tracy Timmons here on Word of Mom Radio, part of the Word of Mom Media Network. And the next guest we're going to speak to as part of our 7th anniversary celebration is one of my favorite coaches that we've spoken to. Sarah J. Cepeda from Broken Chains LLC is a certified life coach and empowerment speaker, and we had a great show with her back in, I think it was December, when we just talked about some of the great things that she's done to help. Her main goal is lifting up women and girls and empowering them and teaching them to get beyond what might be some of the negative circumstances in their life. And she's got some new things coming, and I'm really glad that she's here to share with us and tell us a little bit about where she's gone since we last spoke. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tracy. Congratulations on 7 years.
Thank you so much. I can't even believe it. I haven't been here the whole 7 years. Dori DiCarlo was the innovator and the groundbreaker with this, but the anniversary also marks for me a full year doing the show, so that's exciting for me too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Proud to be a part of the journey. And you know, we've talked a few times to a lot of the people we've shared with how much I love the fact, and I didn't necessarily realize that's what I was getting myself into when I agreed to help produce and host a radio show, that it's really this community of people that supports each other and follows each other and shares each other and works with each other, and that's what's been really cool for me.
Yeah, it's amazing when you can make connections with other people who have the same mission. To uplift and help people
yes.
reach their goals and their full potential. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, exactly. And one of the reasons I'm loving what you're doing is, you know, something that doing the radio show helped me to clarify for myself, you know, is that, you know, I've been a theater professional, but I teach and direct as well and work with different people on different levels. I've been a health coach. I've done this radio show. And for me, it ended up boiling down to, much like you express in your mission statement, I realized that everything that I do ends up being about helping people, you know, and that's really my mission. And then it really helped me to clarify which projects I wanted to hang on to and which ones maybe I could let go of in all these different things that I'm trying to do. And so to me, whenever that's right out there as your mission statement, I mean, obviously there's many, many, many different ways to help people. But when that's right out there, I find that's usually somebody that I want to talk to and somebody that I want to work with.
Yeah, and I love having the opportunity to help people, and especially women and girls. That's where my passion really lies, just based off of the experiences I had growing up and into adulthood. And just the fact that God blessed me to give me this opportunity to have a way and a platform to reach people and help them is just, I'm walking in my purpose, and it just feels amazing.
Well, and I'll tell you what I'm the most excited about, because tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the main kind of next event that you're here to talk to about is a virtual vision board party that you're having on May 18th. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes. When I last spoke to you, I had informed you about a vision board party that I was having locally. And at that time, you actually put the bug in my ear. Well, maybe you can do it virtually at some point.
I remember that, and that's why I was so excited. I'm like, she's doing it.
yes. I kept thinking about it. After the January Vision Board party, the results that I got with people and just the outcomes and the, oh my goodness, just the whole feeling of community in the room and the way everybody was there and supported each other, and it was just wonderful. So I said, I have to take Tracy's advice and do a virtual vision board party, because I'll be able to reach more people.
Right, exactly.
And that support community and help other people who I wouldn't otherwise be able to reach. So
absolutely.
I'm really, really excited about it. It's going to be on May 18th. And it is virtual, of course, and tickets are available at bit.ly/2019, V as in vision, B as in board, virtual.
Yes, V-I-R-T-U-A-L. And that link will obviously be up with the on the Blog Talk Radio description of this show and on our website with the blog post connected with the show. And, you know, Sarah's just really great. And as she said, people have gone in and accomplished so much through the work that she does that it's a really great way to do it. And, of course, now that it's virtual, you don't have to be local. And that's Broken Chains is the company. And is it brokenchains.com? No, I'm
no,
sorry. Your website,
the website
is actually SarahJCepeda.
.com, yes.
.com, yes, which is S-A-R-A-H, J as in John, C-E-P-E-D-A.com.
Yes.
And it's just so cool to hear that you're doing it. And and the main reason I brought it up is that as I'm talking to you, I just felt so connected with you and so excited about what you were describing. And our personal offices are located in the tri-state area. I'm based in New York. Dory's based in Connecticut. And you were in New Jersey. So at least we were semi-close. And most of our listenership, I'd say, is concentrated in this general area. But, of course, we do have a reach, you know, nationwide and worldwide. It's kind of exciting when you go on Blog Talk to see some of the countries that we touch. And I remember feeling bad, like saying, well, here she is in New Jersey, if you can get there. But I'm thinking, like, but other people need to do this too. And that's why I said to you, do you ever think you would do this virtually? And when I saw that that's what you were doing, it was one of the most exciting, you know, reach outs that I had for the anniversary. I'm like, oh my God, I asked her to do this and she's doing it.
Yes. And like I said, it's so exciting for me too, because when I saw how the women who attended the live workshop were affected, it was just amazing.
Yes. Well, and so what sort of feedback have you had from that? Like what have some of the women done that were at the workshop?
Well, just really stepping out and pursuing their dreams was the biggest thing, because what I found, one of the biggest things that I found at the workshop as we were talking and doing different activities, was that a lot of what held people back was just fear.
Right.
And so having this community of people to back you up and also sometimes to serve as resources really help people to step out of their comfort zone and start to take the steps to move forward to pursuing those dreams that were on the vision boards. And
yes,
that's what really excites me, is the fact that people are now saying, okay, I'm not going to let fear hold me back. I'm
right.
going to pursue my dreams, even if it seems like something that's big and impossible. It's not.
Right. Right. Well, and I think one of the things maybe in creating a board is that in finding the different visual pieces of your dream, it might also help you to start to visualize the steps you can take, you know, as opposed to that big step, you know, I don't
exactly.
know, the big mansion on the beach that I can never, all right, well, what do I need to do to get to that mansion on the beach?
Exactly.
You know,
what's the first step to take?
Yes, exactly. And I think that's what's so valuable about, you know, taking those steps and putting the vision in front of you is understanding
mm-hmm.
that I know that was always a big thing for me growing up, that I would see what the end point was, and the fact that there were steps in between, sometimes I just got so overwhelming with the distance.
Yes.
And one of the things that came up as a health coach, you know, if you talk to somebody who has 100 pounds to lose, you know, that seems so overwhelming. And it's like, okay, but if you lost, you know, 10 pounds, how much better would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and that's an achievable goal, right? And I get it, you know, it might take you 2 years to lose 100 pounds or, you know, more than that even, depending. And yet, you know, so sure, that seems so far away, but, you know, what if you had started 2 years ago?
Exactly.
And if you start today, you're at least started. And right, maybe you'll only lose, you know, 10 pounds in the next few months. But even that, you know, think about carrying around a 10-pound bag of something or, you know, whatever, a bowling
mm-hmm.
ball. You know, that's a lot of weight to let go of, and how much better you're going to breathe and feel with that. And I think that, you know, just breaking down these visions into steps sometimes can be a huge thing for people.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Sarah, would
and
you please...
Go ahead,
oh, go ahead. No, say what you were going to say first.
I was just going to piggyback on what you said, just having the opportunity to actually see it in front of you all the time. That
yes.
also makes it more real in your mind.
Yes,
so it's
and
not
definitely
as
motivation.
Overwhelming. Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Seeing it and like, wow, I really want that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just around the time I was working with a career counselor when I was before I took on the radio show and the health coaching and some of the things I'm doing now, I was in a job that I wanted to leave, and I first went down that path of trying to find another job, and it actually didn't happen. I finally had to just take a leap and quit, and then some of these different things came up for me. I had started health coaching before I quit, but the radio show came up after.
Okay.
And but I remember I worked with a friend of mine who had become a career counselor, and she had me, you know, trying to envision my ideal life and all these things. And speaking of the mansion on the water, the reason I said that is that I happened to be on a business trip, and through a series of events ended up, I was supposed to spend time with a friend at the weekend after, and that fell through, so I got myself an Airbnb on the beach, and a friend of mine and I were walking down to the beach and happened to see an open house at this one of the big, you know, beautiful mansions, which we found out was selling for $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Right by the beach. And, but, you know, it was an open house. So we walked in and we walked around, and it was so beautiful. And I literally had this vision of myself living there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the following week when I was talking to the career counselor, she gave me this exercise of, you know, just creating an ideal day. And so when I created this ideal day, I was living in that house. And, you know, not that I expect to buy that particular house ever, but, you know, I had that in my mind. I had that to work with because I had actually been in the house and walked through it. And I think,
right.
you know, when you create the vision board, it's that same thing. It's like it's in front of you. It's like, wow, I can see myself living here. I can see myself on this vacation. I can see myself driving this car. I can, you know, whatever it
yes.
is.
Yes, yes. When I created my very first vision board, one of the things that I put on there was travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in my life, I was completely broke. I didn't know how the heck I was going to travel the world. I thought it was out of my reach, too expensive. But it was something that I knew I wanted to do. And years later, I've now been to several countries, two continents. So because I put it on the board and I looked at it every day,
yeah.
it was like my mind said to me, okay, you can do this.
Yes.
The part of my mind that was negative and didn't know how it was going to happen shut down, and the other side took over, and now I'm doing it. I'm living that life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sarah, believe it or not, I know you and I could talk all day, but we probably need to start wrapping this up. But could you repeat for everybody? Could you repeat for everybody where they can get tickets to the vision board party?
Yes, yes, yes. Bit, which is B as in boy, IT, .ly /2019, V as in vision, B as in board, virtual, VIRTUAL.
Excellent. Sarah, best of luck with this, and
thank you
so much.
So great talking to you.
And please keep getting in touch when you have something new to share.
I most definitely will.
All right. Make today a great day.
You too. Thank you.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feeling. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio sharing our anniversary. Amazing to me how long we have been on the air. And we're welcoming back Angel Johnstone, who has evolved with us. And we've watched her grow from, you know, all of the different things that she's been doing to now creating this marvelous, you know, confidence is catchy and kind of taking everything that you've gleaned throughout these years. So update us on what is going on with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me again and again and again, because, yes, I have been growing as you've been growing, and I'm so excited. It's 7 years. It seems like a minute, but that's okay.
And Angel, you and Dory have been talking the whole 7 years, right? This is Tracy here.
Pretty much, yeah. I've been on the show a couple times, and we've been back and forth. I'm watching her businesses go forward, leaps and bounds, and she gives me hope that, everyone else can do the same. So my history is that I started selling, you know, lingerie and toys and all kinds of bedroom accessories to make people's lives sexier. And then I started selling face cream and body products to help women feel sexier. And then I started talking with women about why don't they feel sexy. And it turns out that it came down to one thing, which is the word we all know, confidence. Mm-hmm. And so everything I've ever done has had something to do with helping women build confidence. And so finally, I was just like, I'm just going to put this all under one umbrella, and we're just going to focus on all of it at once. So I'm excited that I'm actually now branching out a little bit and going towards a younger demographic. I'm going to be working with a company called OutSchool, which does a lot of marketing on Facebook to parents of teenagers and younger kids on all kinds of classes that their kids can be taking. And I'm going to be offering workshops on building confidence for teenagers that are, you know, leaving high school, going into college. And I'm also going to be offering little workshops for young women on how to basically overcome body confidence issues and how to look at themselves in the mirror and like what they see. And so I'm really excited to get to a younger generation of people with my message of, you know, just be you and love who you are and get out there and have fun.
Excellent.
So I'm really
Angel,
excited
was
that about
that. OutSchool, O-U-T school?
OutSchool.com, yeah, O-U-T school. It's a lot of homeschool parents are on there and a lot of parents looking to augment what their local school system is offering. So it's a really great program, great platform.
Cool. I mean, yeah, that sounds like a great platform in general. And now that Angel Johnstone is teaching confidence workshops there, even more so.
Absolutely. That's going to be starting hopefully in March. I've got to put my class schedule up and, you know, get everything organized, and then they'll start posting it. But I'm going to post a link on my Confidence is Catchy Facebook page, of course. And then I'm hoping to take my little flirtation class, which I know, Tracy, you were disappointed you couldn't come to last week, but I'm going to take that on the road, if you will, and do an online version of that in April for all the women that I know that are like, okay, I can't wait for spring. and I need a new man in my life, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I haven't shaved my legs in 4 months. And see what we can do about all of that. So it's, yeah. it's going to be a, that's going to be a fun thing I'm going to be doing, hopefully in April on an online class. So that'll be fun too.
Excellent. Well, I'm let me know ASAP so I can get it on my calendar before something else comes up, because I want to be a part of
that. Yes, I'm going to do it online this time rather than try to do a live event, because the snowstorm really just kind of messed that whole thing up. So.
Oh, yeah.
But there won't be any more snow in April because it's not allowed.
Hopefully. I mean, my God.
Right. At this point, we never put anything past weather.
No, we really
that's
don't.
That's right. I know. That's true.
You know? I'm just excited. It's so fun to see the different things that you are doing and to see how this has all evolved. And I love that Word of Mom Radio has been part of this journey for you. You know?
It's been a huge part. I mean, every time I've come on, there's been some new facet of what I'm doing, and I finally feel like I'm bringing all of the pieces together under one umbrella, so to speak, mm-hmm. or making a mosaic of, you know, how to help women be more confident and how to grow as a person, you know, now even from teenage years on. So I'm excited to bring some of the youth leadership programs that I had put together for some of the camps that my people have introduced me to. We've got some camps here in Connecticut that I've done training at their camp counselor functions, I guess is a good way to put it. So I'm taking some of that content and using it, and as well as the speaking engagements that I've done here in Connecticut for women's groups, just taking all of that content and kind of using it in new and interesting ways. So it's really interesting as a business to watch yourself morph and grow and repurpose things and kind of change it around. I imagine it's a lot like what Tracy does in the theater, where you know, you have a construct of this is what we want to do, but then as you're directing, you kind of go, wait a minute, we could do it this way, and that would be cool.
Yes.
And you're kind of playing with it as you get bigger and bolder in what you're doing. So
it's a lot
of fun.
For sure, definitely. And Angel, I was, you know, we've been talking, Dori and I have been talking to so many different people as we're celebrating the anniversary, and Dori's been almost all of them, and then there have been a few that I've talked to without her when she's had to be focused on stadium bags and safety bags and all the great stuff that's happening with Yankees spring training and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but what's really continuously come up for me is, you know, how wonderful it is that we have this community of women now. And I have said to a few of the new people that have come on that I think the value that Word of Mom has over everything else, just in addition to just being a great show and great resources, the community of people that, you know, like and support each other, and how, like, almost everybody that's ever been on the show is now Facebook friends with each other and sharing each other's stuff and buying each other's stuff and doing each other's stuff. And how, you know, ever since I went to your Constructing Confidence workshop last year, which I guess is almost a year ago, right? Was that April or May of last year?
Yeah, the end of April. I'm going to try to do something similar to that again in May. We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and there's been at least three that pop right into the top of my head, which makes me think there must be a fourth somewhere. Three guests that we've had that literally came directly out of me meeting them at that workshop.
Yeah.
And just so many great stuff. You've been participating in Moms After Dark. And one woman that I spoke to commented on the fact that, oh, you guys were in the cutting edge of podcasting if it was 7 years ago. Like, that was when they were kind of born. And I said, well, that was Dori. Dori was the cutting edge. But I'm just thrilled to be along for the ride and any part of, you know, taking us into that next generation of podcasts. I guess, do they say 7 years is a generation? So...
Hey, that works for me, and I've always admired Dori and everything she's got going on, and I'm so glad to see Stadium Bags finally getting all of the recognition that it has, that it definitely deserves for all this time now. So I'm so excited to watch her journey, too. So,
well, you know,
it is
see,
a wonderful
and it just
community.
Goes to show you, I'm just going to say, though, it just goes to show you that time is a thing. You know, it takes as long as it takes, and sadly, so many, and you know, believe me, having just come back from the school security show and all, you know, all the ground what we've been with the PTAs and PTOs and the education market, now they're having school security shows.
Yeah.
And this is what
but you started this 18 years ago,
on.
Yeah.
You know, but, right. Well, the journey started 19 years ago. I mean, it took me 6 years just to find somebody that could make what I wanted.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it all takes as long as it takes. But the interesting thing is that now they're seeking us out. Now, because
right.
And that's because of stadium bags and putting stadium bags out there and getting it everywhere. You never know. Your business is not a straight line.
Never.
This is really what it boils down to. You know, people think you go from point A to point B. And you know what? I'm serious. You are going, to get to A to B, you just can't even imagine all of the things that go in there. There is no straight line in business. It just isn't. And most people just, you know, it's going around so much that they lose interest, they lose time. It's not generating money fast enough, which is everybody, you know, I say it all the time. It's like, wow, you want to make money, go get a job. If you're
exactly.
going to generate money really fast, it's not going to be in your business. But you will eventually generate money. And then when you do, all of a sudden it's like it goes through that funnel where now then it's just like, oh, my gosh, you're on this roller coaster. So don't give up on yourself. And look at all of the things that you have done that have led you to Confidence is Catchy and what
right.
you are doing. You have still been in that same arena of women, confidence, building us up, building each other up, finding those magic things within yourself. You've stayed in that focus. You've just broadened the focus to what it is now because you've been open to the journey. And I applaud you, and it's so much fun for me to get to see you and now to have Tracy involved in all that you are doing and everything else. It's just, it's awesome, and we're so proud of you, and we love being part of this with you.
Well, we're gonna make some women pretty damn confident in the next year, I'll tell you that.
confident, sexy, and the whole thing. So is there any place that you want to direct people to, Angel, besides confidenceiscatchy.com?
Yeah, confidenceiscatchy.com is the website, and of course my Facebook page, which is also Confidence is Catchy. We have some groups there for some particular live stream events. I know Tracy's been involved in a few of those
yes.
in the past. And of course, I'm posting things all the time. So if you just need a daily dose of confidence building, that's the place to go. We're going to throw a meme up every day or an article or a mm-hmm. Video, something. Every day that is going to inspire just a little bit more confidence, and that's all it is. It's just a journey, one foot in front of the other. So
absolutely,
we're there to support
each
other.
And Angel comes up with the best memes. In fact, we've talked a few other times during this celebration about how I'm excited that Word of Mom and I, share our birth/anniversary month of March. And Angel put up one of my best happy birthdays. Dory's, I think Dory's song, her happy birthday song, was the best vocal on Happy Birthday. And Angel's
Thank
meme
you.
Was my favorite meme. so the two best birthday greetings right here on the same call. Well, Angel, thanks. We're going to
we rock it.
We totally rock it. We're going to wrap this up since this is just an anniversary update. But, of course, anytime you have something going on, you're welcome to be a guest. And of course, our listeners can hear you almost always, so far always, on the Moms After Dark show, which Angel, I think, if she ever had to miss, would cry. So
I think I would, yeah.
Thank you again
for
being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. I will keep you posted.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Angel.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you.
reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age, believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is sure,
she is
sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.